President Robert Mugabe's delayed annual interview with the country's state broadcaster, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, ZBC, Wednesday, which usually broadcasts on the eve of his birthday, was, as expected, full of jokes, but also insightful on issues of national concern. Aside from addressing the closure of the diamond mines, President Mugabe, who spoke between long pauses during the two-hour interview, also addressed the pressing issue of succession and his wife Grace's involvement in politics. On succession, President Mugabe hit hard at those who press him to select a successor, asking the interviewer jokingly if he needed to punch someone for them to realize that he's still around and therefore a successor not necessary at this time.
Why successor? I'm still there. Why do you want a successor? Well, don't you grow it, but you don't grow it to feel I'm still there.
The 92-year-old, who marked his birthday at a huge bash at the Great Zimbabwe in Mashingo last Saturday, said he did not accept his party's nomination to continue leading the party or represent the party at the country's 2018 elections, just to quit.
When we went to Congress in 2013, and the people said, you are the candidate, 2013, I did not say I was a candidate to retire, only to retire midway. I never said that. I was a candidate for the term. The term is a 5-year term, isn't it? Otherwise, why did I accept?
Dismissing allegations from many, including former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who in an interview with the Associated Press this week speculated that President Mugabe was likely trying to establish a dynasty by paving way for his wife Grace and family to stay in power, President Mugabe said that was ridiculous. As for whether or not he's been egging on his 50-year-old wife, Grace, to publicly attack those suspected of sabotaging the party, like Mrs. Mujuru, who was kicked out of the party for allegedly plotting to topple the president, Mugabe said he does not speak for his wife.
I said so to Grace. I said, fine, yes, I'll support you, but coming to politics, the decision is entirely your own. You're free, and so there she is, free. The ideas are entirely her own.
President Mugabe also commented on the formation of Zimbabwe People First, the newly launched party of his former deputy Joyce Mujuru, dismissing it by saying he's not afraid of her or her party and that they will, quote, live in the wilderness where little ants and other biting insects are destined to live. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimiake Mwakalielie.